Alexander MCK Chileshe. I want to talk about miracle. Some might ask and say, what is a miracle? In my explanation, my answer is simple. A miracle is an extraordinary event that goes against nature. A miracle is an event that cannot be explained by science. And I believe that this event is caused by Jehovah God. In the days of Matthew the Apostle, people believed in miracles and did not need any scientific explanation or proof to explain a happening. People's focus was on the power of God. Now we are living in a dire era where there is uncertainty within our lives. I have recently survived COVID, and believe me, dear brethren, when I say that it took the hand of God to take me out of the pit of this unseen enemy called coronavirus or COVID-19. It took a supernatural touch to go against this nature, this scientific explanation, to get me to be alive today. I remember praying to God and saying, Lord, as your servant, I have been praying for people ever since I gave my life to you and I began to save you as your oracle. I seek thee right now, Abba Father, that let the people that love your prophet pray for him. And people began to stand in prayer in their numbers. And by faith, today I'm a living testimony. Can I get an amen to that? Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4 tells us of a story involving a disease called leprosy. Now, leprosy was a common skin condition in the time of Jesus. It was a contagious, or rather is a contagious disease. And this led to leprosy sufferers being treated as social outcasts by the Jewish community. The Jewish people at the time believed that if you came into contact with a leper or with a person that has got leprosy, you would become unclean. It was for this reason that lepers were forced to live in leper colonies and not allowed to come close to their towns and villages, nor their homes. The Son of Man comes, whose name was Jesus. He did not like this law that separated someone from the society because of them being unclean. My God. And for Jesus to try and combat this misconception, the Bible tells us that Jesus touched a man with leprosy when healing him. And we also see that in the book, or in the time in the Gospel of Matthew, this is the only time that Jesus heals out of pity, showing great compassion by touching the leper. The leper himself showed great faith in Jesus' ability to heal him, because the leper said, Sir, if you want to, you can make me clean or make me whole again. My. And after Jesus healed the leper, scripture tells us that he gave him strict instructions to show himself to the priests, to be examined and to be declared clean again. But he also told him not to tell anyone about the miracle. The reason he told him not to tell anyone about a miracle, this is what we call the messianic secret. This is another topic. The messianic secret is simply something that Jesus wanted to keep his identity secret until the end of his ministry, as he knew that it would cause controversy within the religious leaders. He also knew that the Jewish people expected a political messiah who would fight and get rid of Roman occupation. But as I say, this is another topic for another day. What I see and perceive from this miracle that Jesus does on the leper is that God is teaching us, telling us that he is concerned about us and our well-being. It is teaching me and you that he will reach out to touch us in times of need. Like Jesus showed pity. But this story from the Gospel of Matthew also reminds us Christians that we ourselves should be willing to reach out by faith so that he can change our circumstance. Miracles are real even in this present day. We need to learn to apply absolute faith in God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and allow power of the Holy Ghost to shock us with a miracle. So I really don't care what you are going through right now, dear brethren. But right now I decree and declare that the miracle is coming your way in the name of Jesus. It does not matter whether you've had miscarriages. A miracle is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Your womb shall be steadfast and that child shall come forth. You will give birth with no problems. You will give birth in the normal way with no cesarean section in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of you, the living God. I do not care whether you have done this business so many times and you have failed. Your father failed in this same business. Your grandfather failed in this same business. Your friends have failed in this same business. I am saying that a miracle is coming your way and you will make it in this business in the name of Jesus. I do not care whether every single person that you have been tallied with in your life has failed the bar to become a lawyer. I do not care whether the people that you've been tallied with in your life have failed to become a doctor. I do not care whether the people that you've been tallied with in your life have failed to become an accountant. I do not care whether the people that you've tallied with in your life have failed to become an engineer. I do not care. All I am saying, I decree and declare right now by heaven and earth that a miracle is coming your way and you will make it in those fields in the name of Jesus. I do not care whether you're coming from a family that is not academically sound. I am saying a miracle is about to locate you in this season. I'm saying in this season, you are saying, God, shock me with your awesomeness with a miracle in the name of Jesus. I do not care whether finances have not been a part of your family. I don't care. Whether finances have never located you, I'm saying there's a miracle coming your way. If you believe and you have faith like the man, the man that spoke to Christ and said, "Sir, if you want to make me clean," by that faith that is absolute, by that faith that is unshakable, by that faith, glory, that is a heaven mover, by that faith that stays the supernatural realm, my God, I am saying a miracle is about to locate you. I do not care whether you have got a condition in your body that the doctor has told you that you've got 6 months to live. I do not care whether you've got a condition in your body that says that there cannot be health in your body ever until the last breath I do not care what the doctors have said. I do not care what that document has stipulated. I do not care what is in your body, whether it's a blood condition, whether it's a mental condition. I do not care whether you cannot walk. I do not care whether you've got weakness in your legs. I'm speaking a miracle over you right now. And I'm saying that you will be touched by power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus. But let this be moved and channeled by faith in the name of Jesus. Listen, I do not care whether your husband has left you. I do not care whether your wife has left you. I am telling you right now that the odds are about to change. I am saying that that divorce document shall change into a marriage certificate in the name of Jesus. That is your miracle. I do not care whether you have lost an opportunity to be advanced in your work arena. I really do not care whether that promotion passed you. I do not care whether that job was put on hold by your ministry. I do not care. I am here to tell you right now that a miracle is about to locate your space. And by faith, you should receive it. You have received it in the name of Jesus. Since you left school, you have gone through tertiary, and you have gone on for the past 5 years, for the past 7 years, for the past 10 years, looking for a job, and you have lost hope. I'm here to tell you today that lose no hope, for that miracle is about to locate you in the name of Jesus. Miracles are real even in our present day. Let us learn to apply that absolute faith in God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and allow power of the Holy Spirit to shock us with a miracle. If you believe, then so shall it be. In the name of Jesus, Shalom.